All right, so today we're going to be looking at something that I think is pretty relevant to everyone, and that is bereavement leave policies. And we're specifically going to be looking at it through the lens of California.
Okay.
We've got a few different research articles as well as a guide about creating compassionate policies.
All right.
So, yeah, let's just dive in and see what we can learn.
Sounds good.
So I think the first thing that's important to acknowledge is that everyone at some point will experience loss.
Absolutely.
It's something that is just a shared human experience.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not easy.
It's never easy.
You know, dealing with the death of a loved one is never easy.
Right. And there's so many things to think about. You're grieving, and then you've got to deal with all the logistics.
Exactly.
And it can feel really overwhelming.
And one of the things that you have to deal with is work.
Absolutely.
And, you know, how do you manage that during a time of loss?
Yeah. Are you even allowed to take time off?
Yeah.
You know, what are your rights and what does your company offer?
Exactly. And that's what we're going to be exploring today is you know, what does California law say? What are some companies doing to go above and beyond?
Yeah.
So let's start with California law because I think that's the baseline.
Okay.
What does the law actually say about bereavement leave?
So in California, the law requires employers to provide up to 3 days of unpaid bereavement leave for employees who have worked for the company for at least 30 days.
Okay.
And it covers the loss of a spouse, a domestic partner, child, parent, sibling, grandparent, or grandchild.
Wow. So that's a pretty...
That's a pretty good range.
Decent range of family members.
Yeah, it covers most of the close family members that you would expect.
But it's unpaid.
Right.
That's what gets me is that, like, you're dealing with this major life event and you have to take unpaid time off work.
Yeah, and that's a huge stressor for a lot of people.
Absolutely.
Because not everyone can afford to take 3 days off without pay. So that's where, you know, it would be great if more companies would offer paid bereavement leave.
Right. And so it sounds like from what you're saying, California law is just the bare minimum.
Exactly.
This is just what every company has to legally offer.
It's the legal minimum that you have to meet.
Okay.
But there's nothing stopping you from offering more.
Right. And we're actually seeing a shift where companies are offering more.
Yes, definitely.
And they're doing it not just because it's the right thing to do, but also because it makes good business sense.
Right. Because when employees feel supported, they're more likely to be loyal to the company.
Exactly.
They're more productive and they're less likely to leave.
Yeah. So there's kind of a win-win there.
Absolutely.
For both the employee and the employer.
It's everyone involved.
Okay. So let's talk about what a truly compassionate bereavement leave policy looks like.
Oh, okay.
Because we have this guide that we're pulling from. And they talk about a lot of really interesting things. You know, obviously paid leave is a big one.
Right.
But what else do they highlight?
Well, they talk about the importance of flexibility.
Okay.
Because grief isn't a linear process. You know, you don't just grieve for 3 days and then you're done.
Right.
They can come in waves. They can last for months or even years.
Absolutely.
And people need time off at different points.
Yeah.
You know, some people might need that solid block of time right after the loss
right.
to make arrangements and attend the funeral.
Mm-hmm.
But others might need to take time off later on
yeah.
when it hits them that this person is really gone.
Right.
So a compassionate policy would allow for that kind of flexibility.
Okay. So would that look like, you know, instead of saying you get 3 days, we're going to give you 2 weeks.
It could be that, or it could be, you know, you get a certain number of days that you can take at any point.
Okay.
Within a certain time frame.
That makes sense.
So that you can kind of tailor it to your own needs.
Yeah. So it gives the employee the power to manage their own
exactly.
grief in a way.
It's about trusting your employees
yeah.
to know what they need and when they need it.
And it takes the pressure off of them having to, you know,
right.
explain themselves
it's to like,
their manager.
They don't have to justify why they need to take time off.
Right.
They can just say, I need a day or I need a week, and the company supports them.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's a much more humane approach.
Yeah, so we've got paid leave, we've got flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
What else makes a bereavement leave policy stand out as truly compassionate?
Well, they also talk about offering additional support beyond just time off.
What does that look like?
So things like access to grief counseling or employee assistance programs, support groups, you know, anything that can help the employee cope with their loss.
So it's not just about giving them time off. It's about giving them
right.
resources.
Exactly. It's about showing them that you care.
Yeah.
And that you're there to support them through this difficult time.
Because I imagine coming back to work after experiencing a loss can be really hard.
It can be incredibly difficult.
Yeah.
You know, you're trying to focus on your work, but your mind is on other things.
Right.
And you might be feeling all sorts of emotions.
And so having those resources can make that transition back into work a little bit easier.
Absolutely.
So it's almost like you're giving them like a safety net
right.
to kind of ease back into it.
Exactly.
Okay. So to recap, California law, the bare minimum,
mm-hmm.
3 days unpaid leave for close family members.
Yeah.
But truly compassionate companies are going above and beyond.
Absolutely.
Paid leave, flexible arrangement, and resources.
Resources are key.
Yeah.
You know, it's about providing a holistic approach to supporting employees through bereavement.
Now that we've kind of laid the groundwork and we know what good looks like,
mm-hmm.
I do want to throw out this idea that was brought up in the guide.
Okay.
Which is, you know, right now we're talking about bereavement leave
mm-hmm.
As it applies to death.
Right.
But there are other life events that can be
yeah.
just as devastating.
Absolutely.
You know, things like divorce, miscarriage,
uh-huh.
caring for a seriously ill family member.
Yes. Those can all be incredibly challenging.
So is there any movement towards expanding bereavement leave?
Well, it's an interesting question.
Yeah.
And I think it's something that we're going to see more of in the future.
Okay.
Because as companies become more aware of the need to support their employees' well-being,
yeah.
they're going to start looking at these other life events and saying,
mm-hmm.
you know, how can we be there for our employees during these times as well?
Yeah. So almost like a more comprehensive approach.
Exactly.
To leave policies.
It's about recognizing that life happens.
Yeah.
And that sometimes people need time off to deal with things that aren't work-related.
And that it's beneficial to the company.
Right.
To offer that support.
Absolutely.
Wow. This has been really eye-opening.
Yeah.
I think it's so important to talk about these things.
It is.
And I really appreciate you coming on and sharing your expertise.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. And for all of you listening, thank you for tuning in to this deep dive on bereavement leave.
And remember to be kind to yourselves and each other.
Yes, absolutely.
Life is full of ups and downs,
mm-hmm.
and we all need support sometimes.
Well said. Thanks again.
You're welcome.
All right, that's it for today. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.